It was raining the first time I saw my tower. That is, the first time I saw it in reality. In my mind, I'd seen it many times before. Standing by the ocean, looking out of a train window at night. Even the structure I made with blocks as a child was this same tower that long ago. My heart beat faster than the raindrops as I looked up and saw it painted against the sky. The outside of the building was as beautiful as the outside of anything can be. But the inside was pure enchantment. The elevator operator was Merlin. My feet touched the magic carpet as I ran down the hall. And the key that I turned in the lock was Aladdin's lamp. As I entered the tower for the first time, I knew that at last I had found contentment. A home that I would leave many times, yet never really leave. I went over to the window and looked out at my beloved town. The buildings were constant flames, bright and shining, stronger than the rain. And on the street below were the people that built that fire and kept it alive. 7 million keepers of the flame. The sound of traffic on a New York street creates a strange music. It is an orchestra conducted by the Statue of Liberty, with the words engraved forever on her side. It is a great organ played upon by Father Knickerbocker, master organist. I opened my tower windows wide to let the music in. The sound of the name, and it looked cool inside and reasonably clean. As I went in, the first thing that caught my eye was a men-only sign. This seemed fair enough, so I sat down and began indulging one of my favorite hobbies, that of eavesdropping on strangers.
You talk about dreams. I had a dream a couple nights ago. Dreamt I was single. Oy vey, single. So I had to open my big mouth, tell my old lady. She starts in. She could have married this one. She could have married that one. Diamonds she'd been wearing. Mink she'd been wearing. And then my mother-in-law. She starts in, you know. I told you so. If you'd only listen to me. That kind of talk. All that yakking, you'd think I wasn't bringing in my 4250 regular like clockwork every week. The way they... Wow-wee. Hey, Billy, do you see what I see?
What's the matter? Didn't you guys ever see a pretty girl before?
Not no men's bar, I ain't.
Yeah, what about your rule, Billy?
Rule, Shmuel. This dame's got class.
She is obviously a lady, a lady, a lady. She is obviously a lady of the first degree.
Here she comes. Now watch your language, you guys.
Something for you, miss?
Yes, I believe I'll have a happiness cocktail, please.
A happiness cocktail? I don't believe I ever... Wait a minute, I got a bartender's guide. Around.
You won't find it in a book. You'd be more apt to find it in a sigh, or a smile, or a kindness with some fun. Then add a touch of April sun. Blend with a soft-spoken word, and when you're done,
I'll have a happiness cocktail.
You'll have a happiness cocktail. Pour some laughter in your brew. Plus a stolen kiss or two. Then an open fire and a dream. And when you're through,
we'll have a happiness cocktail.
Yes, 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 when you wife beats you, just say, my dear, you're looking younger every day. And get that dour look off your face. You're just as good as any other man is.
It made a wonderful picture. A beautiful girl in a men's bar, completely captivating all the occupants, myself very much included. I was hoping she'd sing again, and she did. This time directly to me.
If the dreams you dream aren't coming true, and happiness seems overdue, give me your hand. And I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll make a happiness cocktail just for you.
What's your name?
Julie. What's your name?
Stephen. Nice to know you, Julie.
Nice to know you, too.
It could only happen in New York that way. Only in New York could they meet in such a different way. Only in New York.
Now that we're friends, what would you like to do?
There's always the zoo.
I wouldn't think the zoo would appeal to you. We could go to the museum and watch the old masters grow older.
No, not the museum.
Well,
would you like to dance with me?
I would love to dance with you. If it's not the waltz we do. Among my many faults, I have never been able to master the waltz. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. I would fall over your feet and my feet. 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. I have never been able to waltz.
I know what you mean. I have the same trouble with the mambo. I never know quite when to go,
Oh, those Latin dances are easy. Even I can do the mambo. Here, let me teach you.
Okay, but I still don't know when to say.
Omnes gallia in tres partes divisa est. I'm learning my Latin and I'm passing the test. That means that all of Gaul's divided in parts of three. I'm learning my Latin. Get along.
visti.
Thou hast love.
Ama vi.
He has love.
Ama vivo.
We have love.
Ama veri.
Thou mayst.
Ama visi.
Thou mightst. Is my conjugating up to par?
Your verbs are really quite irregular.
Veni, vidi, vici, as they used to say in Gaul. I'm learning my Latin, and I'm having a ball.
It's a wonderful thing to be young in New York, for New York sings a song of romance. Take a chance, Manhattan sings to you. Fall in love today while you still are young before it slips away. And if you a strange new excitement in your heart and you want your girl to know, and tell her so.
A long time ago, when I first discovered girls, I made up an image in my mind. Sort of the ideal girl, I guess.
The perfect woman?
No, not perfect. I don't care much for perfection. But she walked like a girl should walk, and she talked like a girl should talk. She was about your size, same color eyes, same color hair, and the same kind of Christmas morning look that you have sometimes. So what do you have to say to that?
I wouldn't interrupt you for $1,000,000,000.
Once upon a dream, I saw a face in the crowd, and it looked a lot like your face. Upon a dream, I heard a laugh and a sigh, and they sounded just like yours. Finding you is a sweet surprise. I can't believe my eyes. It's Christmas, but July's not through. Julie, all I've said is true. The dream I've held in my heart is very much like you. An awful lot like you.
Julie, Julie, Julie.
And so one day love found its way into my tower. Love came through the door with a big bundle of happiness under her arm. Love walked in and took me by the hand, and the sound of a million violins filled the room, and each note that they played became a glance, or a sigh, or a kiss. Love sought out my tower like a stranger far from home, but in a little while, two strangers became friends. And I knew that no matter where the sound of music should lead us, the tower would always be our home.
Never leave me, never leave me, is all that I can say. I keep repeating, never leave me, never leave me. For if you run away, I'll be like a dawn without a sunrise, a ship without a sail, a keyless lock, a kite without a tail. If you fail me, if you leave me, if you leave me, you'll take my heart with you. I can't believe you'll ever leave me, ever leave me, when love is still so new. For when you hear love calling, you know you must obey. So never leave me, darling, stay, stay.
Let's take a ride.
A ride? Okay. What kind of ride?
Over there. Hansom cab.
Can we afford it?
Well, it was supposed to be a surprise for your birthday or something, but I just bought Central Park.
Hansom cabs and all?
Exactly. Which one shall we take?
I only see two drivers. Should we take the one who's talking or the one who's listening?
The quiet one, by all means. I have some talking of my own to do. Any interruption?
Let me explain it to you, mister. What we do, we start here at 59th Street, go through Central Park to 72nd Street, and back here again. I can't take you to Brooklyn in no hansom cab. I told him.
Yeah, you get some funny ones, all right.
What's the hour, Monty?
Pushing four, I guess. Yep, eye on the four.
Well, I've had it for tonight. Think I'll pack in. See you later.
Bye. A night like this, somebody will be along, want a ride.
I won't know their names. I won't know where they come from or where they go. I only know they'll be in love. This close to the dawn, the ones that come to ride with me always seem to be helplessly in love.
Take us round the park, if you will, though the night is still, we'll find a breeze to call our own.
I'd be happy.
asleep?
No, I'm not asleep.
In most cases, when a fellow says, I love you to a girl, she says something back to him, like, oh, hot dog or bully for you, something.
I can't think of the right words.
Would you mind using some of mine?
I wouldn't mind at all.
Repeat after me. It's nice to talk with you.
It's nice to talk with you.
Repeat after me. I love your eyes.
I love your eyes.
Repeat after me. It's nice to walk with you.
It's nice to walk with you.
Every step leads us closer to paradise. And if you approve of the song my heart is singing, there's just one way to let me know. So always love you.
I'll always love you.
I'll always love you. Love you.
I'll always love you.
I'll always love you.
This special day of ours is about to spill over into tomorrow. Maybe you'd better take me home.
One more ride.
Well,
take us round again. While we're young, take us to the stars that shine upon Manhattan's towers. Take us round.
I don't know their names. I don't know where they come from or where they'll go. I only know they're so in love.
Good night, Stephen. See you tomorrow.
Yes, but where?
Washington Square.
11 o'clock.
I'll be there.
Thank you.
right on time. Good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
I had never seen anything like this before. All around the square were the village artists and their paintings, all in little rows along the sidewalk. Ambition on a wooden stand. Dreams with price tags on them.
What a lovely day it is.
Yes, it's a most enchanting day. The feeling
when I made my fortune. Touch of Rembrandt in the hair, a bit of Renoir here and there. My friends, I fear these people know not what they see. I'll show them all a thing or two. I'll be a cubist through and through. They tell me all that modern stuff's in great demand. There's a makes our canvas the rainbow's end, our brush a loyal and constant friend. And though unrecognized we may be,
want to walk some?
Walk, run, hop, skip, jump. Long as I'm with you.
I love the village in summer.
All the people look so happy down here.
Everybody seems to bring their nicest dreams to the village for all to see.
Because the village has castles in the air. The rainbow's end for all to share. Love will find you in the village.
Hey, it looks like love has really found somebody up ahead there.
Yes, sir. Looks like some matrimony has just been committed.
I love weddings, don't you?
As a spectator, yes.
Oh, hey, may all your troubles be little ones. Bye-bye.
Just think, Emily, we're man and wife.
Man and wife. Have you got our tickets, honey?
Right here in my little old vest. Oh, this is the day we've dreamed of.
I still don't see why we couldn't take Mother along.
Emily, two is company and three is...
Mother's never been to Niagara Falls.
I'll explain it to you later.
I still don't see why Mother couldn't...
Stephen, they've gone now. You can come back to Earth.
I was just thinking how nice it would be.
A girl back home, mayhap?
No, not a girl back home. A girl right here in...
Oh, no, you don't.
It's not my cup of tea. They won't throw rice at me for a while yet. I have no plan to wed, be resolutely led down the aisle yet, with a smile yet. When the organ plays, oh, promise me I will be an absentee. For the nonce I choose to be fancy free. They can throw old shoes, but they won't hit me. Not me. I want to dance until the darkest heavens turn gray, until the dawn strolls in with the day. Then I'll say, don't let the band get away. But matrimony, I'm not ready yet. Married I can always get. It's not for me, with all its smug connubial joys. That ever constant smashing of toys wrecks your poise while hubby is out with the boys. No wedding gown for this silhouette. Married I can always get. I'll live the life that I'm used to. I'll get a ring when I choose to, because by now I have found that the nicest rings are on a merry-go-round. I'll be blasé with any man whose motives are base. I'll keep each wily wolf in his place till the chase finally ends in embrace. But as for wedlock, unlock me, my pet. Married I can always get.
That's all very well, but there are some good things about marriage, too.
Yeah, I know.
You feel an urge with certain thoughts of love. You're inspired, but when you try to find your desired, he's expired. Businessmen are so easily tired. The very thought just gets me upset. Married I can always find an ardent swain who'll gaily pursue. And when he drinks champagne from my shoe, that's my cue to act like a shy ingenue as we croon a lover's duet. Married I can always get. I'll go the way that the wind blows along the path that is primrose. I have my plan all rehearsed. I will kiss anybody who will kiss me first. I'll take a cruise into a more adventurous clime. And if the captain's still in his prime, he will find you don't have to sail all the time. I want to stick to romantic roulette. Married I can always get, but not yet, but not yet, but not yet.
Well, certainly plain enough. You don't want to get married.
Well, not this afternoon, I don't.
I may bring the subject up again tomorrow. In the meantime, let's do some sightseeing.
You've probably been to Coney Island?
Yep.
And the Empire State Building?
Mm-hmm.
The Statue of Liberty?
No. And I've always wanted to go. I memorized the inscription one time in school.
I did, too.
Not like the brazen giant of Greek fame, with conquering limbs astride from land to land. At our sea-washed sunset gate shall stand a mighty woman with a torch,
whose flame is the imprisoned lightning, and her name, Mother of Exile. From her beacon hand glows worldwide welcome. Her mild eyes command the air-bridged harbor that twin cities frame. Keep, ancient lands, your storied pomp, cries she with silent lips.
Give me your time, your poor, your troubled masses.
Yearning to breathe free.
Oh, wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send to me.
One night, gaiety found its way into my tower. Suddenly, it was filled with happy people. Thin, happy people, fat, happy people, tall, happy people, short, happy people, old, young, many faces from many places. My tower was filled with nice, neighborly sounds. The phone ringing, knocks upon the door, many conversations competing madly for attention, and the heartwarming sound of people laughing out loud. We talked mostly about New York, the concerts we'd attended, the humidity, the plays we had seen, the humidity, the musicals on Broadway, and the humidity. We had artists, we had businessmen, we had musicians, and we had a wonderful waiter, a waiter named Noah.
Noah!
Noah!
Where is Noah?
Where is Noah?
Where is Noah?
Where is Noah? Here comes Noah now.
Say, Noah, we're gonna have some fun.
Empty the ashtrays, get out some ice, 'cause we're having a party and the people are nice. Clear off the table, order some chow, 'cause we're having a party.
Please excuse this awful mess.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Faye.
Hi, Pete.
There's a chair over there by the window seat.
Nice place you got here.
I like it.
Hot, isn't it?
Awful.
Must be 20 minutes after.
That's a pretty dress you're wearing, Mrs. B.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, dear.
But where is your husband, Mr. B?
He's working at the office, I fear.
And he better be.
Tell me how. Brother Ben.
Brother Ben has a traveling yen. He wants to leave the milling throngs and throng around the mill. He's threatening to leave us and he will.
It seems that 7 million people are too many for Benny. Benny must be nuts.
Listen, all you New Yorkers, there's a rumor going round that some of you good people want to leave this town. But you'd better consult with me before you go.
Yeah?
'Cause I've been to all those places and I know.
Chicago?
Well, Chicago's all right. It's got Marshall Field and Soldier's Field, and it's on a nice lake.
But it hasn't got the Hansons in the park. It hasn't got the skyline after dark.
That's why New York's my home. Let me never leave it. New York's my home, sweet home.
San Francisco?
San Francisco is a lovely place. It's got lots of hills and lots of thrills, and it's near an ocean of some size.
But it hasn't got the Bowery or the Bronx. It hasn't got the Harlem honky-tonks.
That's why New York's my home. It's my favorite city. New York's my home, sweet home.
St. Louis?
Lots of people like St. Louis. It's got lots of shoes and the St. Louis Blues, and one of our larger rivers runs by.
But it hasn't got the opera in the Met. It hasn't got a famous string quartet.
That's why New York's my home. Not a place to visit. New York's my home, sweet home.
Hollywood?
Hollywood's got movie stars and movie czars and cocktail bars and shiny cars and a wonderful climate, they say.
But it hasn't got the handy subway trains. You seldom find a taxi when it rains.
That's why New York's my home. Ain't your California. New York's my home, sweet home.
So save your time and trouble. Save your railroad. 'Cause when you leave New York, you don't go anywhere. So, Brother Ben, you'd better stay right there.
We have to go now. It's getting real late.
And we're due at the office at 7:45.
We enjoyed it so much. Had a real nice time. Thanks an awful lot. Come and see us soon.
Well, I guess that's it. You're going back tomorrow.
I can't leave you. I just can't.
Stephen, look. New York gave us 2 wonderful days, and we should say thank you and run just as fast as we can. We have to come down to Earth sometime.
That's just it. We don't. Maybe other people do, but we don't. I'm happy up here where we are, and I want to stay.
But, Stephen, we can't just...
We can find our place in the sun. I'm afraid to run. I know my heart would lose its way.
Goodbye, Stephen.
And so sadness found its way into my tower in Manhattan. A sadness born of the thought of leaving. No lovers taking separate paths ever experienced more regret than I as I looked for the last time at my adopted city. It was twilight, and as I opened the window, the music of Manhattan came whirling in, singing a song not of the past, not of despair, but of the days to come. A clean, healthy song with words of hope and promise. A promise that someday the tower would be mine forever. Hours later, I could still hear the faint strains of that music as I sat on the westbound train, watching darkness sail along the Hudson. And as I thought of my friends, and my dream, and my love, my sadness left me, and I began to smile. For I knew that someday I would return, that I must return. For I left my heart behind in that tower in Manhattan.